This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Tuesday, December 25th, 2018. The Nativity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, The Mass in the Night, by Father William Doc Holliday.
What do you think about Christmas? May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I almost exclusively always start a homily with a portion of the scripture and expound upon it. Tonight I start with a question. I don't need any answers, show of hands, or anything shouted out, but I do want everybody to think for a moment, what do you think about Christmas? Because it is truly unfortunate that we are not tremendously overwhelmed by what we do this evening. Where we are, who we worship. What do you think about Christmas? My general perception, and I hear a whole lot from, particularly this time of year, from people about their perceptions of Christmas. There is a general lack of enthusiasm among some, and or there is a really worldly approach to Christmas. Talk of presents and things of that nature. Why is that? Why do people approach Christmas without being overwhelmed with joy? I mean that in with that term is so over, but I mean that truly, overwhelmed with being here, looking forward to being here, not because it's a particular day of the year, but because of what it represents. Why? There is an answer to the question, why? And it's not particularly societal. Well, I get the doldrums because, you know, the world doesn't look at Christmas the way it should. It doesn't have anything to do with the world. It has to do with us. It has to do with the Church of Jesus Christ, the one whom he founded upon Peter, his body in this world. That's what we're talking about, us as individuals and us as the Catholic Church. Why aren't we overwhelmed with joy when we come to Christmas Day? We should be overwhelmed this evening and every time we come to Mass and every day because what our Lord has done for us. There are reasons to the question, why? One of them is presumption. Presumption. We take things for granted. I'm sure there's a lot of people here, right? Why are you here? Because we always go to midnight Mass. That's great. But there should be an understanding as to why you're always at midnight Mass. Oh, because Grandma and Grandpa always went to that's great. Why? There's another thing. Presumption, taking things for granted. And there's lack of appreciation for what we do. And this isn't finger-pointing as you lack appreciation, you don't know who Jesus is. The lack of appreciation is almost exclusively, almost totally, a lack of understanding about what we do. And there's a reason for that also. It's because the modernist church, and when I use the term modernist, I mean what's been around and taught and touted for the last 60 years. The church, our mother, has lost sight of her mission. She has lost sight of who she worships. She's lost sight of being the body of Christ. Salt and light in this world. That's the reason. There is an answer to why. You can't hardly go a couple days without seeing something up in your face that speaks and screams this lack of mission, this lack of focus. Just a couple days ago, a very prominent, very public, very media-oriented Catholic bishop was being interviewed by an individual who is of a non-Christian religion and lets everybody know that he's a member of a non-Christian religion. And he asked the bishop directly, "Am I going to heaven? I'm this." And there was this long, convoluted dissertation of, well, it goes on and on and on, to the point where this person in a non-Christian religion looked at the Catholic bishop and said, "Well, I guess I'm okay, huh, Padre?" And the interview went on. There didn't need to be a long, verbose, convoluted response to this man's question, because the question isn't, "I am who I am," or "what I am." The question is, because this particular monotheistic religion, as in two of the three do, deny Jesus Christ as a Savior. So he wasn't asking, "Hey, am I as an individual not going to heaven because of who I am?" That's not the question. The question was posed, "I don't believe Jesus Christ died for my sins. Am I going to heaven?" You know what the answer is? It's not long, it's not convoluted. It's monosyllabic. No. No, you're not going to heaven. Why don't we say that kind of stuff anymore? Our Lord Jesus Christ didn't hesitate. Did not hesitate. "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'm the kingdom of heaven. I am God who has come down amongst you." That is the directness that he expects from his church. The readings for Christmas, throughout Christmas, earlier this evening, the Vigil Mass, Matthew chapter 1, the genealogy, it ties up. "You will call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. Jesus Christ isn't a teacher, isn't a great philosopher, not a great rabbi, not a prophet. He's God. He's God Almighty, who put on flesh and came and dwelt among us. That's what we celebrate tonight. That should just get us started to be overwhelmed, if we can even get our head around that, to comprehend that God cares enough about us, loves us enough to send his only Son, God himself. Jesus Christ is God. If you deny Jesus Christ, you deny God. So the question, "I deny Jesus Christ, am I going to heaven?" Well, obviously, because heaven is God's house. If you deny God, what's the answer to that? It is a simple answer. Tonight, the reading from Titus. "For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men." Not Catholics, not Christians generally. "For the grace of God has appeared for us for the salvation of all men." Not unless you believe something else. The reading for the noon mass tomorrow, John chapter 1, the last gospel that we hear at the end of almost every mass. St. John the Baptist speaking about John the Baptist. St. John came to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. No, it doesn't say because he came, all men will believe. Through him, all might believe. That's where we cooperate with God's grace, where we acquiesce to the fact that God Almighty himself has come and dwelt among us. This is why that answer is so easy. I deny, am I going to heaven? No. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself, out of his own mouth, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." I have read and heard so much word gymnastics done around that. Well, it could mean this. Let it say what it says. It mean what it says. No one comes to the Father but by me. Right before Jesus Christ ascends into heaven, he gives us marching orders. It's called the Great Commission. He says, "Go and make disciples of all nations." Not hang around Jerusalem and talk amongst yourself about what you think of me. "Go out, because I have come for all men That's the only way they can get to God. You need to go tell them about it. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the triune God. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. All of it. Like, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. It is that important. That is why we should be overwhelmed. You are not here by accident. Maybe you are here because I've never really thought about it before. Well, start thinking about it now. This is the end of the Advent season, which is the Catholic New Year. Being closer to Him, we will learn more of Him, and we will be overwhelmed with indescribable joy. Not just now. The bumper stickers and the magnets that you see now. Jesus is the reason for the season. And I'm not bad-mouthing that. If you come by my house, I've got a huge banner on a flagpole that says, guess what? Jesus is the reason for the season. He's not just the reason for this season. He is an absolute necessity for this season, now, and all eternity. Absolutely necessary. Absolutely necessary. No one else, no other. We don't serve a system. We don't serve a philosophy. We serve the God-man, Jesus Christ. And no one comes to the Father but by Him. This is our message. It's crystal clear. It should be crystal clear. We've got to appreciate the clarity. It has always been clear until recently. We're different. We're salt and light. I disdain when I hear Catholics talk to other people. I'm just like you. We got to talk. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to heaven and they're not if they deny Jesus Christ as their Savior. You are different. Jesus Christ, in the second reading tonight in Titus, it says that He also came to train us to renounce irreligion. What's irreligion? Irreligion is anything that is not the acceptance of and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us to redeem us, to purify a people of His own, God's people. That's us. He was God. He was among us. He came to purify a people for Himself. And if you deny Him, you don't just deny Christmas. Even more so, you know what you deny? You deny that. The God-man hung on a cross. That was what this is all about. Christmas is for Easter. To die on the cross for us. And to say, I deny Him. What do you think a parent who would sacrifice their child for other people would think of someone who go, I don't care about your sacrifice. I don't believe it. I deny it. What do you think a father would do if he gave his son and got that response? Just cogitate on that one for a little bit. That's what happens when you deny the Savior. You don't deny a philosophy. You don't deny a certain group of people. You deny God and what He has done. We should be overwhelmed by what He's done for us, the love that He has shown us for sacrificing His Son for us. St. Leo the Great says, it is unmistakable tenderness that so great a wealth of divine goodness has been poured out on us. We ought to celebrate this day with no lack of enthusiasm or with merely worldly joy. As cool as Christmas is, as many presents as we'll get, or we have got received up to this point, that's all great. And we should do it, and it's lovely. The most glorious gift that you've ever been given is the ability to sit here and worship Him right now. And every time you go to Mass, as you listen to the canon of the Mass today, sometimes things can be convoluted, but other times they're not. Listen to the Mass today. There's no other option. We're going through the canon of the Mass. Listen to the words. It's Jesus Christ and Him crucified. There is no wiggle room for anything else. That's why we should be overwhelmed with joy. This isn't like throwing a light switch. You hear this and you walk out and go, oh, I get it now. You get it when you get closer to Him. And you get closer to Him every time you walk in this place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.